This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New research out of CU Boulder helps quantify the beneficial health impact of community gardening. Researchers signed up almost 300 adults who didn't garden from the Denver area. Half were assigned to garden and half were not. By the fall, gardeners ate more fiber and got in more physical activity, two known ways to reduce the risk of cancer and chronic diseases. They also saw stress and anxiety drop. Gardener John Andrew from Denver, who wasn't involved in the study, enjoys the social interactions.
Meeting other gardeners, it's a community. I've met people from Syria, Korea, from Mexico.
The findings were published earlier this year in the journal Lancet Planetary Health. A new unit in the Colorado Springs Fire Department will add round-the-clock support and drone operations to its services. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The three-person team will allow for the 24/7 staffing of a position aimed at supporting public information and firefighter safety. The team will also carry out drone operations, such as searching for missing hikers, investigating smoke, and assisting in rescues on difficult terrain. The unit officially starts operations this week and will work out of a station on the east side of the city. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The city of Aurora says it's working on a new approach to reduce youth violence. It's called Standing Against Violence Every Day, or SAVED, and it's based on a national model that's seen success in other U.S. cities. The strategy involves police, social service providers, and community partners communicating directly with high-risk groups. The goal is to reduce deaths and shootings. This is CPR and KRCC. Today, Fort Collins, Denver, and Grand Junction will see highs in the mid to low 90s. Colorado Springs may have a high of 87.